Nearly 400 people crowded into the History Museum of Mobile to be a part of a special unveiling ceremony.
We are dedicating a stamp here commemorating the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Mobile Bay for the Postal Service.
That's U.S. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue. He was the keynote speaker at the event. He says deciding on what becomes a stamp is done by a group listening to the people.
We have what's called the Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee, made up of citizens from all over the U.S. And every year we get about 20,000 recommendations on stamps. And, of course, some of them are around the Civil War, and they go through and determine what is historically significant and relevant, and that's where they come from.
Reginald Capers is the postmaster for Mobile. He says it's a pretty big deal to have all of this happening in his city.
Battle of Mobile Bay is huge. It's the 150th anniversary. It's very unique to have a first-day issue stamp in general and to have one here in the city of Mobile, which we petitioned for. We're excited about that.
He says having someone like Donahue show up doesn't hurt either.
To have the Postmaster General to come down and unveil that stamp here in the city, it brings a lot of attention, national attention, to the city. So it's a great thing. And to the Gulf Coast and Baldwin County and Mobile County.
Kennesaw Mountain, Georgia. Sherman lost 3,000 in one day.
Segments of a documentary about the Battle of Mobile Bay play on a large screen. In the crowd is Julia Henson and her daughter, Virginia Metter. Henson is the great-great-granddaughter of Confederate Admiral Franklin Buchanan. He lost the Battle of Mobile Bay, and Henson's family connection has attracted a lot of attention.
I'm just shocked at what a big deal this has become with the Postmaster General from being here from Washington. That's, you know, really an honor. And the whole deal is just a bigger event than I ever thought it would be.
I think it's incredible.
Henson's daughter, Virginia Metter.
It says a lot for our city and the people here at the museum that they were able to put together such a fabulous event for a very historic occasion.
The stamp is a reproduction of a painting by Julian Glover Davidson. It features the Union naval forces entering the mouth of Mobile Bay as the guns of Fort Morgan fire into them. Henson does playfully state there is one little problem with it.
Well, it's a beautiful stamp, first of all. The painting is very, very lovely. However, they have certainly glorified Farragut, which is not exactly what we would like. But other than that, it's wonderful.
Farragut, of course, won the Battle of Mobile Bay at Buchanan's expense. As people line up to meet the Postmaster General, another news outfit is making the rounds.
My name is Jay Bogalki, Senior Editor, Digital Media for Lynn Stamp News.
He says the historical stamps tend to bring out a lot of local collectors.
I mean, history is a huge thing. It's very interesting to watch and see the locals interact with a new stamp that, you know, marks a very momentous occasion in American history.
Bogalki says as an avid collector, he's impressed with the look of the new stamp.
The stamp itself is actually a very powerful painting. It's nice that they increased the size of the stamp just a little bit more than they normally do. It shows much more detail in the stamp design, and the bright colors contrast very well with that gray background.
Along with all the reenactments, history lessons, and historical markers, this stamp is just one more way the Battle of Mobile Bay will be remembered by Mobilians and many others for years to come. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Mobile.